grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Don't mind us, we're just perusing a picture that was taken right before the original count of the, when we found out that half of New Zealanders like cannabis and half of us don't like it. Largely due to information.
I see you're just like gurning for the camera, whereas I'm intent on the result. What's that on? Where have you found that?
It's on the internet, Chris. We've put a little post. We've tagged in the Hemp Store because this is sponsored by the Hemp Store, this situation, and you're from the Hemp Store, Chris.
Indeed. Thanks for the reminder. I've just come from there.
Here you are, right here in front of me.
So. Right on. Do share that again, please. That was the moment. It brings back bad memories, though. But you're right, it's a half and half thing, right? We've got to look at it's kind of a half full, maybe.
Although the result
was definitely half empty.
A strange, buzzy feeling after that. I was like, oh, man. Those guys gave me that really weird rap outside. It was a nice rap. Beforehand, it was kind of like a free the weed rap. And I was like, this is a great situation. This is definitely going to pass. Somebody just rapped about cannabis. And it didn't. So you had to be there.
Right on. Okay, Chris Valley from the Hemp Store up on K Road. What are we talking about this afternoon? It seems to be all drug testing related.
This week's stories are all about testing for the weed.
Can I just steer myself into this conversation?
Sure.
I did read that article about the American sprinter being banned from the Olympics because she tested positive with cannabis in her bloodstream.
I'm not sure if it was in the bloodstream. I think it might have been a urine test.
But cannabis has been noted by the International Drug Testing Organization, whatever it's called, as a performance-enhancing drug.
It's not a performance-enhancing drug. It's just a banned substance you can't have. It's not there because it's performance-enhancing. It's there. There are three reasons. So this is the interesting thing. And News Hub, in fact, have an article about the marijuana ban for US sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson sparks debate across sport. You've got to have that in the headline, eh? That's the subby's job. Put in the weed joke. So, and we like to, further that.
Give it a bit more mileage. Yeah,
So WADA, they have this is the World Anti-Doping Agency. Not even anti-drug, anti-doping. Mm. And so they have three criteria, and they're saying it basically meets two. One of them is performance enhancing. It's not that. The other, they're saying, is it harmful to the health of the athlete or potentially? And they're saying, maybe it could be. So they're saying, it's kind of tenuous. But, I can see they've got a little bit of logic there, but you'd have to ban a lot of things if that was the only one. But the third is, does it bring it into disrepute? And they're saying that's the clincher, and essentially it's illegal, it brings it into disrepute. That's the argument they're saying. And, of course, these rules, though, they were made like back in the 90s or even earlier.
I don't understand that brings it into disrepute.
They're just saying by the very fact that it's illegal, that would bring the sport into disrepute if an athlete was taking it. Now,
the thing is, that is the thing, right?
So a lot of places have gone legal since then. Yeah. And the athlete in question, Sha'Carri Richardson, and of course a favourite to win the gold in the 100 metres, right? Potentially the fastest woman on earth at the moment.
Well, Phelps was like, yeah, I smoke all the fucking weed.
Fastest swimmer on earth, right? Yeah. So that doesn't mean it's performance enhancing. It just means that these people, they can use cannabis and they don't necessarily suffer.
She did consume it in a legal place.
Yes. And it was actually, as she's saying on CNN, a reporter, she felt kind of... blindsided. This reporter told her during in the middle of the interview, was it about her mother's death? Someone's death.
Damn.
Her biological mother had passed away. The reporter told her that in the middle of the interview. She felt really blindsided by it. She's in a place where it's legal but she's owning it. That's the other thing. She's saying, well, hey, she knew, she could get tested and this is what would happen.
Okay.
But everyone pays the
cost there, though, because we don't get to see the fastest, most bestest person doing their thing.
That's right. And it really puts the focus back on why is this going on in the first place.
Makes it a lot more global as well, in that whole sense of, like, where is it, where do the borders stop, and, like, when's it legal, when's it not legal, like, when is the tipping point to where it's just all you know, for the favour of...
Yeah, yeah. And why do, you know, people like rugby players have to wait till they retire before they can endorse CBD? Because they feel they can't do it while they're playing, because if they get tested for it, potentially, like, they don't know. Will it be the end of their career? They're not quite sure, right? So they all have to wait till they retire, start up a little CBD company. Seems to be what's going on in England, but it's not what Richie McCaw is up to.
Hell no.
You just need to make that
He's
clear.
He's making garages, but they're not to grow weed in, motherfuckers.
They probably are, but not. He's not saying that, but it could happen. There's an association, not causation.
Bless.
You know?
So bless
his little cunts. There's a likeness. There's a Richie McCaw likeness floating around the internet selling not Richie McCaw CBD.
Not just rugby? A likeness. Total ripoffs. Multiple Facebook profiles, ad campaigns. You know, claiming this is Richie McCaw CBD oil, and as Fairgo revealed, it apparently is endorsed by Steve Hansen and Lord.
Lord, definitely that little bomb.
Yeah, all together. They all got together with Richie and formed this made-up CBD company.
Yes.
So it's kind of a bit weird.
Are you sure it wasn't Rugby McClure? Richie McClure?
Well, you know, that's what Richie was saying on Fair Go, and he didn't say
Rugby
don't have the CBD. He said this isn't me, and you know, if it seems a bit weird, it probably is, and that's kind of the lesson there. It's you know,
Jesus, he's a stand-up bloke.
That's right. That's right. He's a hero of the nation. And one of the other things that came up was Fairgo took some of these products that put because the product turned up, right? The lady got, you know, she went, what's this? Not really Richie McCaw, but these products did arrive.
You can feel it when it's not a Richie product. You know when it's Richie or when
it's
not Richie.
You've put on an All Blacks jersey and you've been...
Come on, New Zealand. Let's go Kiwi. Was she like, wow, this reeks of Australian shit, she could tell?
She was suspicious, so she took it to Fairgo. What else would you do, right?
What, is this a Wallabies product?
This is for losers.
Well, this is what the situation is. When things are kind of dubiously legal or semi-legal or you're buying shit off on the line, you got nowhere to go to get it tested. You don't know, right, at the moment. So she took it to Fairgo. They took it to AUT, to the lab up at AUT, had them test it, and that was pretty awesome. But awesome that they were able to do that. But what wasn't awesome was the CBD product had just like a tiny fraction of what it said. There were these gummies. They said something, I think 10 milligrams, and they had some absolutely minuscule fraction actually in there. Hmm. Basically just expensive lollies. And then the other one that said it was a CBD oil that had quite a lot of THC in it. So if you were only after a CBD effect, then you know, you could get the opposite with the THC. So it again just shows this came up on a TVNZ story that went out on Sunday. What patients are saying, what I've been saying a lot on the show, these rules have been set so tight, and we were all expecting something quite different. And what it's ended up being is so tight that the products are just not available. And so even if patients have a prescription off their doctor, they can't afford the products, or the products just aren't there. And so people are turning to the illicit market, right? Or having to import their own and potentially running
to buy random stuff off Richie McCaw or Black's Captain.
Well, yeah. Well, someone masquerading, let's be very clear about that. It's not off Richie McCaw.
Right.
but what this does show, again, and, you know, in an ideal world, and I'm sure we're going to get there, or I hope we're going to get there, where there'll be affordable legal products and ease of access for everyone who needs access can just get it.
Buck Shelford's buds kind of thing.
Yeah, but in the meantime, right, people are accessing it illegally, and they need access to testing. And so this brings me to the next major story of the week, which was yesterday, the drug checking... I don't even know the name of it. It's the drug checking bill. It's called something like that.
There can't be that many of them.
That's right, that's right. And it's before the Health Select Committee, and they had a big hearing yesterday with lots of people giving their... you know, opinions on this bill, and a bit of context. So this is last summer we had a bill go through that legalized substance checking, pill checking at festivals, just temporarily for a year, and just to, as a public health, you know, we've just got to do this, so let's do this temporary bill, and then this is the proper replacement.
It is called a drug checking bill, by the way. You know,
there you go. See, I knew it. Of course, aside from pill testing at festivals, I mean, this is very good, and everyone, you know, I'm sure wants to see that, especially the people that are there, that have their health at risk and things. But we need, there's been a bit of discussion at this parliamentary hearing yesterday that it needs to be a bit wider than that, and we need ideally, you know, drop-in centres or places that where people can go to. There was quite a few submissions saying that the when people tender for these licenses to run these services, the preference should be given to ones that are free and providing a free service. And that would be an equitable access thing. That does then raise the question of who pays for it and how you pay for it. And I think, and I'm all into that, but I think you also need to not rule out that there could be a paid service, especially a mail order one.
Can I just chuck out a little sentence here from St. John, everyone's beloved volunteer kind of sort of service? Alcohol causes more than twice as many festival goers to seek medical attention as other drugs, St. John says. First of all, alcohol's not a drug. There's your first problem. But interesting, isn't
it? But it is, though.
It's a poison, isn't it?
Are we going there?
I am, yeah.
They're all on a spectrum, aren't they? From a medicine to a poison. And alcohol's certainly in there. It's alcohol and other drugs. It's not alcohol and drugs. Or different. They're not different. They're all drugs. But anyway, yeah, that's the point being, alcohol's causing most of the harm there at festivals. But yes, St. John's were in support of the bill. And in fact, I had a read of their submission before coming down, and they envisaged themselves becoming one of the providers of the testing service. And in fact, you know, they are well placed with facilities all up and down the country, and even their ambulances and things, and being at festivals and things. Mm. So that would be great to see them enter there.
Kexton, is there a place we can get tested?
Well, there's Know Your Stuff. As I say, they're the only one licensed to do it at the moment. And as I've said before on the show, when they passed that temporary law, they created an offence, a new offence. Bless them, because they always have to do that. And that's that if you don't have a license, you know, it's an offence. And that wasn't an offence before, so now it is. So no one else can do it. So until this law comes through, you've got to hunt down Know Your Stuff, and they do as much as they can on their limited donations and things. Mm. So, but I have been talking to them recently about having another pop-up testing at the Hemp Store in the next few weeks, or soon. I don't know when, but we'll hopefully know by next week.
Mm-hmm. Also, Liam Meesom has CBD, apparently. I don't know if that's someone that knows Liam Meesom or he's actually got a product out. Another text in here. After a few cones, I like to go to the gym and smash out some bicep curls. It's definitely a performance-enhancing drug. That's John BC. Mm. Cheers, John, for your output there. Actually, I've heard other people like to go to the gym and have a workout. Someone else, hi, I was prescribed...
I guess bicep curls aren't an Olympic sport, and the things that have had actual studies done on them, it's just... Yeah.
See, a bit more on a serious note here. Hi, I was prescribed a Theraleaf TL100 for inflammation, CBD oil apparently. Absolutely useless. Cost over $250. Then got Tiger Drops, religious sacrament only, worked well. There you go. Mm-hmm. The religious bit was in brackets. I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not. I never really know if I'm supposed to mention the brackets. Sometimes I just like to read on through. Just a warning to any texters out there.
Be careful what you put.
All right, Chris, anything happening at the Hemp Store in the next foreseeable future?
You know what I'm saying.
Well, like I just said, and, you know, we're open, K Road's happening thing, and the roadworks are gone. It's pleasantly lovely.
They've got vases with dragons inside of them as well. We had a look the other day, didn't we? We had a nice
huge
peruse
range of
what do you call those things?
Water pipes.
Water pipes, yes.
Water pipe with a dragon inside it. Man, that is number
it's got
one
to be
water
seen
pipe.
To be believed.
Do you need to head along to the Hemp Store and like say, hey, Chris Fowley, can I just have a look at every single one of these water pipes that you've got there and tell me why you like them? Just
that's the kind of thing you would do.
Where did they get where did the word bong come from, by the way? Just out of
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but like...
Nothing. La-la-la-la-la-la. La-la-la-la-la-la.
I kind of like, who made that word up? It's an interesting word. Thanks, Chris.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with